Welcome to the Jennings Wire online magazine podcast series that features interviews with our bloggers. My name is Tony Truppiano. I'm a nationally syndicated talk show host, and I'm here with Annie Jennings of the national PR firm, Annie Jennings PR, and creator of the online feature magazine sensation, Jennings Wire.
Well, thank you, Tony. I appreciate the lovely introduction. And I have to say, I love being part of Jennings Wire online magazine. We have a special community of bloggers that share their personal experiences, their wisdom, their joys, the story of their lives, the lessons of their lives, everything that they've regained throughout the years. There's nothing like it on the web, and I invite everyone to please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger just right for you, who very well may be our wonderful guest for today, Amy Sherman, who you guys are going to fall in love with her. Amy Sherman is going to present a very insightful conversation on midlife dating, 5 keys to dating success. Welcome to the podcast, Amy.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure being here.
Well, Amy Sherman is a therapist, relationship coach, and the founder of Baby Boomers Network. She is the co-author of 99 Things Women Wish They Knew Before Dating After 40, 50, and yes, 60, and has worked with individuals and couples, helping them improve their relationships for long-term success. And as I say hello to Amy Sherman, I ask the question, what will you be talking about today, Amy?
Hi, Tony. I'm going to be talking about men and women over 40 who are divorced, separated, widowed, or in any kind of transition where they're single and they're ready to get back into the dating scene again. You know, for people in this age bracket, it's kind of scary to get out there again, being that they haven't been there in some time. And generally, they're not familiar with how to act or even where to start looking for somebody. So we're going to talk today about how they could make their dating experience more positive and successful at this stage of their lives, which, of course, as some of us will know, that it's difficult when you've been in a long-term relationship and are no longer there and you have to just start all over.
Well, this I think is a pretty good foundational question to start with. When somebody is in their 40s or older and wants to start dating again, what do they need to do to prepare?
That's a great question. There's quite a few things to do to prepare, but just for time's sake, I'm going to talk about two crucial areas to help men and women prepare themselves to start dating again. And, you know, before you start dating, you really, really, and I can't emphasize this enough, you really, really, really need to know what you're looking for in an ideal partner. And what that means is you need to know what the characteristics are or basically even the essential qualities that you would like in a person that you want to date or even wind up with a long-term relationship with. Now, for instance, I had a client who was single for about 15 years after she divorced her husband, and she really loved dancing. So she committed herself to finding somebody who really was a wonderful dancer and who liked to dance. So what she wound up doing was going to dance clubs and studios, and she danced with all the guys who asked her to dance. And of course, those that didn't, she just discounted. But 6 months into looking for somebody, she found John, and now 10 years later, they're married and very happy. Now, the point of all of this is that this person focused on what she wanted, and she kept her vision clear and her intention strong. And she really believed it was possible to find somebody who enjoyed her passion like she did. And lo and behold, she did meet John, and she's very happy. Now, most people are not into, you know, dancing, and that's not one of the most important things that you're looking for in a partner. But by knowing what you do want, you could really eliminate those people who don't have the qualities, and you don't waste your time. You know, when you're 40, 50, or 60 years old, or even beyond, you don't want to sit there dating a million people. You know, you want to kind of narrow it down as soon as possible so you can start having a relationship and enjoying the rest of your life. So what you really need to do is know exactly what those qualities and characteristics are and make a list. So does the person have to be athletic, creative, funny? Do they like to go to the movies, read books? Are they family-oriented, religious, into politics? You know, just know what you want, make a list, And know what you also don't want, and I'm sure you probably do know what you don't want because of your past relationships and history. But if you're the more specific you are and clear about what you want, the more positive you'll have a likelihood of bringing someone like that into your life. Now,
well,
the
Amy,
other
me,
thing, yeah.
Go ahead.
Well,
go
I was going to. I was going to just add another thing to do to prepare yourself for dating. And this is a real important one because you have to do the inner work before you want to bring a new person into your life. And what I mean by inner work is that you sabotage any relationship if you bring in issues of resentment, anger, grudges from, you know, maybe a cheating husband or a wife who was cheating on you or a bad, you know, sour, abusive relationship. Those issues generally will trigger negative feelings in you. So if an innocent statement was made by a new partner or somebody on a date and all of a sudden it triggers something inside you, you're going to have a fight and even sabotage this new relationship. So it's very important to go to therapy, go to counseling, you know, go to a support group, find out why you are feeling and holding on to these grudges and resentments so that you can clear yourself of any unfinished baggage and then be able to get on with your life and have a positive relationship and a healthy relationship.
Great,
so those are two
Amy.
Really important things to prepare yourself right off the right in the beginning.
Let's talk about some of the most common challenges that your clients experience in dating. And then if you could hook in there, you know, what you should be looking for in a successful date.
Okay. Most people in this age bracket don't really know where to go to meet people. You know, in your 20s and 30s, you may go to the bars and hang out, you know, with friends drinking, but you may not feel comfortable, especially women. You know, a mature woman would not want to go to a bar and sit and have a drink, although maybe some would. So one of the biggest challenges that I find in people who want to date again in this age range is that they don't know where to go, where they will feel comfortable and safe. So they question, should I go, you know, should I try online dating? Now, you know, we all know that that could be a wonderful venue for meeting a lot of men or women because there's so many people online. But of course, you have to be careful there. You know, you have to be safe. You have to meet people in an open during the daytime in a place that's public. You know, so you're safe in keeping yourself, your welfare in a good place. Another question or another challenge that they have is, you know, they ask themselves, how soon should I become intimate with somebody? You know, they haven't been in a relationship perhaps in many, many years, and they've had one single partner, and now they're either divorced or widowed, or, you know, they're not with that person anymore. How soon should they be intimate? What happens on a first date? What do I say? You know, I don't know how to have a conversation with somebody that is casual and not, you know, familiar, because that's all, you know, they're familiar with. So what do you talk about on a first date? What kind of topics should you avoid? How do you know if the person sitting across from you is really right for you? And, you know, and there are so many, you know, questions. Women, I hear very often, am I attractive enough? You know, I'm not young. I'm in my 40s or 50s or 60s. I'm not a 20-year-old. Will a guy find me attractive anymore? Do I have to lose 50 pounds in order to date? You know, so these are common challenges that people, you know, in this age bracket experience. And these are very valid questions, of course. And once you understand that, you know, the information really comes from within. It all stems from empowering yourself enough to feel that you are deserving of a wonderful partner in your life again, and somebody who will treat you well. You know, it's self-esteem, empowerment, you know, feeling good about your worth and what you really deserve. And that's what makes, you know, people overcome those common challenges that they experience. Now, you were asking... Yeah.
I was gonna ask again about a successful date. What should you look for? How do you know you're having? I mean, if you haven't dated in a while, I think it's a fair question to ask, right? How do you know if it's a successful date?
Well, you know, and this is so common. So many of my clients ask, you know, I'm seeing a guy, I'm having a good time, you know, it seems to be okay, but is he really the one? Well, the first question you need to ask yourself is, does he or she possess those qualities that you are, find really, really essential and important that you've thought about in the beginning before you even started dating. It's really that list that you want to go back to find out, does he have, if this is important for you, you know, this a similar background, a similar educational background. Does he share common interests? Does he enjoy pets like you enjoy pets? Does he enjoy nature like you enjoy nature? You know, so you're going to go through your litany of qualities, characteristics, things that are very important to you, and see if the person sitting across from you, who you've been maybe in a relationship for a few weeks, see if he or she has those qualities. You know, if they don't, then you don't want to waste your time dating somebody who, I mean, especially if you're looking for a marriage or a long-term relationship, then you don't want to waste your time. Now, if your intention is to have a casual relationship, go out with a lot of guys just to have fun, then that's okay. You know, the bottom line, when you're looking for a successful date, you just want to have fun. It's not going, you know, dating is not like going to a dental appointment. It should be a fun experience for you. You should be having enjoyment. You should be, you know, laughing and playing and flirting. You know, anything that makes you feel uncomfortable, you know, you want to evaluate if this is what you want in a relationship. If the person you're with is a little insulting, sarcastic, a little biting, you know, makes these remarks that kind of hit, then you know that this doesn't feel right for me. I don't want to be with somebody like that. So, you know, of course, don't see him anymore or her anymore. But if this person is funny and listens to you when you talk and has all those things that you really are looking for, then you know that your date is a positive one and a successful one. You know, the one question that you could really ask yourself is, am I having a good time with this person? Do I look forward to seeing him or her? Are they easy to talk to? Does the conversation go smoothly? And of course, do you have those common interests that I talked about? Do you share the common background? And are you curious enough to kind of want to know more about this person so that you'd want to go out on a second and third date? You know, you had a successful first date because there's interest and that they have those, you know, a lot of the qualities that you're looking for. And by the way, you know, I generally tell my clients, give it 3 dates before you decide you don't want to see them anymore. Many times, you know, people are so nervous on the first date. They say and do things that, you know, they ordinarily wouldn't do. And then they say, oh, my God, I can't believe I said that. Well, give them a second chance or even a third chance. I'm sure you would want that if you said and did something. So generally 3 dates. If at that point you find that it's, you know, it didn't feel right for you, then let it go and move on.
All right, let me ask you this question real quick because we're going to run out of time here, Amy. Your okay. Book, 99 Things Women Wish They Knew Before Dating After 40, 50, and yes, 60, and I love the title of this book. What is unique about this book? In what way, I should say, is this book unique?
Well, you know, as the title says, there are 99 valuable areas that will empower mature women to avoid, you know, pitfalls, mistakes, many of the things that you would make on a date or, you know, in a relationship. It talks all about intimacy. It talks about empowerment. It talks about abusive relationships. It talks about what to do on your first date, how to prepare for it. It's chock full of tons of information that will make a mature woman feel comfortable, you know, dating and being in a relationship again. Because as I said earlier, you know, a lot of women feel a little insecure about how they look, you know, compared to younger people. So it really gives a lot of wonderful, valuable information to it. You know, it's an honest, fun to read guide to help women live their best lives and be fulfilled with their best partner. So it really is very unique in what it does. And it's the kind of book you could pick it up, put it down, pick it up, put it down, because those 99 little tips stand alone.
All right, that's great. Annie, let me invite you back in for some closing remarks.
Well, first of all, I can't wait to find out the 99 tips, that's for sure. So the first place I'm going, and I want to make sure that this is where I can get this book. The book's available on Amazon?
Yes, it is.
Amy, very good. So we all have to – is this also an ebook?
It is an ebook, yes, and it is a hardcover book as well, yes.
You good, because I want it now.
Good.
I want it in 5 minutes. All right, so very good. Amy is giving away a free ebook as well, though. called Smart Dating Advice for Women Over 40, Answers to Your Most Asked Questions. You can sign up for this free ebook on her website at womendatingafter40.com. That's womendatingafter40.com. That's 40.
And that's 40. Good,
yeah.
Thanks.
I know, right? Womendatingafter40.com. So there's a version for men as well, right? And if you
mm-hmm,
can,
yes,
for
there
women,
is.
Whoa, yes. Way to go. I got to get the man's version.
It's great. It's great because,
right?
Yeah, it has all the information that men would want to know from a woman's
yeah, see,
perspective.
I want to know
well.
What they want to know. That's cool. People get the men's version too, just to find out what they're being told. I don't know. I'm just funny. I'm just doing it, you know. I would love to do that, right? So
right,
you can also,
right.
You can, yeah, you can get this, right? They can get it just by emailing you at amybethsherman@gmail.com. And you
mm-hmm.
can also get, right, and you'll email them
yes.
everyone's version of Smart Dating, whether they're male, female, just say, like, say what they are, right? Male, female?
Mm-hmm. Well, the women could get it on the website, and the men,
okay.
you know, yeah, the men will get it from emailing me. Yes.
All right, so there's two rules here that we have to learn the
yeah.
rules right away. So women go to the website to get their copy. Men email amybethsherman@gmail.com, AMYBETH, Sherman, SHERMAN, @gmail.com. You will get your version, I guess, sent to you right in your email. And you can also go to YourBabyBoomersNetwork.com for inspirational articles and a weekly newsletter to help you overcome any midlife challenges you may have. Amy Sherman is your gal for everything midlife. So let's go there and be part of it all, people. So it's YourBabyBoomersNetwork.com. Now, Amy would like me to say to you that if you're experiencing any relationship challenges or need help in making any kind of midlife decisions, you know, or making your midlife magnificent, Amy is available for personal coaching, which I like that too, Amy. That's a good one. Personal coaching.
Thank you.
Yeah. So for more information on Amy's personal coaching, just email her at amybethsherman@gmail.com. Now, Amy, of course, as you know, is also a blogger on Jennings Wire. Please visit JenningsWire.com to view more of Amy's work, as well as to discover other fascinating bloggers. We have so many wonderful bloggers just like Amy on the site as well. I wish to thank Tony Truppiano. He is one of the top interviewers in the country. He has his own radio show. Tony, what is the name of your show so people can go check you out as well?
Well, if they just go to thetonyshow.org, they'll find me there.
Very good. And Amy, thank you again for being a wonderful guest. Again, this
thank
is Amy
you.
Jennings, creator of Jennings Wire, and we look forward to seeing everyone on the site. Thank you.